At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I was reading today in the paper that the UK Labour Party want all state school children to be taught speaking skills as part of the curriculum. So have smartphones affected how children learn to talk? Alwyn Moran is a neurodevelopmental therapist and founder of Cogni Kids. Alwyn, what's the impact of mobile smartphones in particular on children and the art of conversation?
Hi, Andrea. Don't get me started now. How long have we got? There's actually a huge impact. First of all, there's a huge impact of phones and, you know, access to social media and things like that for our children. But in particular, in terms of this kind of piece that you were talking about, in terms of the speech, there is actually a massive impact in terms of speech and language acquisition and skills acquisition. And so much so that the American Association of Pediatrics and the WHO, the World Health Organization, have now come out, and they have over the number of years, but they're coming out and kind of saying, really, no screens before 24 months of age at all. Because the first 3 years of life, in terms of your child's vocab and speech and learning, you know, cause speech is so much more than just the words that we say. It's so much more nuanced. You know, when we pick up on like a little eye raise or a little twitch or, you know, how our mouth moves, things like that, they give so much more meaning to the words. And so that's, you know, so important in the first 3 years of life with little ones. So that's why they're kind of saying absolutely not up until the age of two. If you have
no screens at all till they're two,
no screens before two. And then after two, limit it to a maximum of an hour. And that doesn't mean 1 hour in one hit. It's kind of throughout the day. But there's also research that says now that for every minute a child spends on a screen, they're actually minus the opportunity of learning or engaging and understanding 6.6 words. So if you think about how many like minutes in the day a child is exposed or using a screen, and then you kind of multiply those minutes by 6.6, that's how many words or, you know, like understanding of words that they're missing in that day. Absolutely critical. You know, in particularly in the formative years. So, and the irony, sorry, Andrea, just is that I was looking there recently, and it was the UK CMO, Chief Medical Officer. Actually, people were kind of, you know, parents' organisations and things were trying to get him to put in some guidelines around phone use and screens and so on for people in the UK. And frustratingly, somebody of his position and power said, oh, there isn't enough research. That's just talk about washing your hands. It's so frustrating, you know, around that. Now, I know it's obviously more politically motivated, but like we can't have our policymakers just kind of, you know, pretend that they can just wash their hands of us and walk away.
So fast forward 5 or 6 years, Alwyn, and we're now in school. Can children hold conversation in those sort of early 8 and 9, 10 years of age groups? Like, what is the impact of the phone on their ability to just talk to people?
They're struggling. They genuinely are really struggling with this, where they're just not able to hold conversations. They're not able to be, you know, kind of, unoccupied either for anything more than 60 seconds because, you know, we have what's called the TikTok brain, which means their focus and attention has diminished.
Yeah.
So they're not now able to kind of think where, you know, kind of if you have no crutch, you have to dig deep and, you know, start to pull out some one-liners and that small
talk.
Well,
if something doesn't grab your attention in 5 seconds on TikTok, you're gone. On to the next video. Good luck.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't appeal to me.
But That's it, 100%. And actually, TikTok is one of the worst because there isn't even any text on TikTok. It's all video based. So there is a huge link to actual TikTok and reading skills as well, and diminishing reading skills. But don't forget now, the whole thing of screen time is actually changing the structures of our children's brains. So their subcortical structures are changing, and there is data that supports that no end. So there is, it's undeniable.
Okay, so I mean, I can understand how text and in particular WhatsApp would impact and would affect your ability to write and write well. But it's it's now even more than that. It's now our you know, ability to actually chat to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they think in short bites. So it's, you know, it's like they're not kind of thinking of long sentences or open-ended questions or, you know, kind of proper, meaningful engagement in how, like, relational aspects and social aspects. And another key part here is that screen usage really drives the left side of the brain, which kind of, it's the right side of the brain that is the social side, the connected side, the, you know, the emotional attachment side. So if our left side of our brains and our children is being highly driven, and that's the one that's kind of stronger than the right side, it means that the right side, then they're missing the ability to link in and to be social. Huge.
Yeah, it's not just though with children. Let me just bring you, Alwyn, some of our listeners' texts on this. Wouldn't it remind you of the Teletubbies era? Small kids were having difficulties talking. All they were saying was that, isn't it AO? Wasn't that the thing? Being a parent of multiple kids, says this listener, it's bloody hard. I'll have you know, I agree with the guidance, but do we have to explain it in a way that makes struggling parents working two jobs, trying their best to feel bad about all the stuff that we're doing wrong? And this listener...
It's education, though. It's not about trying to shame parents or make them feel bad. You know, it's like, this is just, it's now the way that we're knowing, the research is coming out now and has been for a number of years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're passing on the information. It's not about making parents feel bad.
Here's an interesting one. I do a lot of interviews for graduates and interns. So we're talking about the 20 to 22-year-old age bracket, says this listener. And easily 60 to 65% of them can't make eye contact when they're doing an interview. They are unable to hold a conversation. Worse again, as interviews are virtual, some candidates won't even turn on their camera. It's got worse over the last 4 to 5 years, and I don't blame COVID. It's down to parenting. Many, too, have never worked in any job at all, so they have no people experience, and it's so obvious the ones who've worked before, because they do a much better interview. Now, I can completely understand where that texture is coming from, because you do see it now, Alwyn, where like...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I cut across you there, Andrea. I didn't mean to. No, I was going to say, just as you're saying it, we absolutely, I think every single one of us, you know, kind of can see the difference and have had experience of that. And, you know, even in some cases when you go into a shop and you're trying to maybe return an item or something, there's no eye contact, you know, it can also be a little bit challenging from that point of view. But, there, you know, look at... There's no denying the elephant in the room. There is huge impact and delays and damage being done. And, you know, we have to really talk now, kind of minus the kitten gloves, and just be real honest and say there's a problem. And we actually need parents to understand that and, you know, take it on board. And however you choose to parent after that, that's fine. But once you've got the information and you're making an informed decision about how your, you know, use of screen time is in your house with your child, that's your decision, but you're making an informed one.
Okay, all right. Lots to consider there today. Alwyn Moore, and as always, Alwyn, thanks a million for joining us in the show. Alwyn's a neurodevelopmental therapist and the founder of Cogni Kids.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.